Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Donna Valeria. She knows it's much better to play when Jen's off. At Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Dawn, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I thought to myself yesterday when I posted that picture. Did you see the picture I posted to Jen?
Sure did.
I get very nervous because I think to myself, I have to do a tribute to Jen because yesterday was her birthday, right? I have to do something. Of course I would. Why would I not do that? I have to do that. And then I think, I don't have a lot of pictures that are approved by Jen, right? And we took that photo shoot that I don't know what happened to those photos, if they just vaporized, but I feel like it was 9 months ago and they're never, where are they at? Remember we had the whole photo shoot and my shirt was open and like, remember the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Where did those go?
I don't know.
Is he going to pull
like, not seen those.
What are you touching up? I mean, why is this taking so long? So I don't have those. So then I just use the umbrella phone one. I haven't heard anything. I'm a little nervous.
Classic.
I'm waiting for either the hammer to drop or maybe she likes the picture. I thought she looked good in the picture. The umbrella phone was funny.
You should have
tried to caption it right. So I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but I might.
You should have tagged or like put in the Amazon link to the umbrella so we get some sales.
Yeah. Even got a DM from Trent McGill, meteorologist Trent at 5. Was that?
People are wanting it.
I might want that. All right. Play Trump Timmis and she is off. Brought to you by Apex Skin. So, Dawn, ask me to leave the room. Producer Steve, you'll take over.
Hey, Timmy, can you please leave the room?
I will leave the room.
All right, Tim is in the hallway. Dawn, you ready to get started?
I'm ready.
All right, perfect. We'll start with question number one. So, Taylor Swift surprised fans who were wedding guests by showing up with her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. It was at his cousin's wedding. So who is from Cleveland? Is it Travis or is it Taylor?
It's Travis.
All right. Question number two. Disney just dropped a full trailer for Freakier Friday, and this one reveals more about where the OG mom and daughter duo are at now and involves double the switches. The character Jake is returning as well. Jake is played by which former teen heartthrob known for his role in One Tree Hill?
I don't know.
All right, that's all right. We'll go with question number three. Only Murders in the Building is known for its series of A-list guest appearances, but as the show moves into season 5, Martin Short has more specific names in sight, like Ryan Reynolds, Bill Murray, and Kristen Wiig. Which pop star slash actor plays the role of Mabel in the series Only Murders in the Building?
A Gomez.
Question number four. Lilo and Stitch won the North American box office once again this weekend and is believed to be on track to be the first $1 billion release this year. Which famous singer is heavily featured in the original movie soundtrack as Stitch is a big fan?
No clue.
That's all right. We'll go with question number five. Billie Eilish and Nat Wolf were spotted getting cozy in Venice, Italy, and fans were freaking out. They were seen kissing on a balcony while sipping champagne. So now Wolf first rose to fame as a, he starred in which Nickelodeon TV series slash band alongside his brother?
Jonas Brothers?
All right, we'll go with that for question five. I'm going to add up your totals here, Don. We're going to bring Tim back in the room and see what's going to happen next.
Okay.
All right. Let's continue a round of Trump, Tim, and Jen is back tomorrow at Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. All right, Donna Valeria answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Steve wrote the questions, asked the question, keeping track of the score. I did nothing. So how did Dawn do?
Dawn got two.
Oh, there you go. Two correct today. All right.
Good.
Tells me everything I need to know.
Better than zero.
Better than zero.
That would be worse.
Yes.
There you go. Good. You got two.
All right, question number one. So Taylor Swift surprised fans who were wedding guests. She showed up to a wedding with her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. It was his cousin's wedding. So who is from Cleveland, Travis Kelce or Taylor Swift?
Oh, Travis Kelce.
Yes.
Don, did you see Travis Kelce with the hair? Did you see the pictures of this wedding by any chance?
No, I have not yet.
All right. I'm waiting for Jen to come back on this one. Because I want to know, I think Travis Kelce looks a lot better with the shaved head than he does with the full head of hair. I mean, he has great hair. Yeah. I just think that he looks better with the shaved head. And I think that the grown hair was a request by Taylor Swift. And but I think that the shaved head looks better. And I'm very curious what Jen says, but I can't talk about it today. She's not back until tomorrow.
I think that the long hair is the off-season look and the shaved hair is the in-season.
You think that's the case?
I think he'll get it shorter once football season starts.
If you want to DM us about it, I'm going to bring it up tomorrow and see what Jen thinks.
Maybe he's experimenting because it's off-season.
Maybe I'm just used to the short hair. I don't know. Okay. I'm just curious about that.
Question two. Disney just dropped a full trailer for Freakier Friday, and this one reveals more about where the OG mom and daughter duo are at now and involves double the switches. The character Jake is returning as well. Jake is played by which former teen heartthrob known for his role in One Tree Hill?
Oh, my gosh. I can see his face.
Chad Michael Murray?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That is a throwback.
Mm-hmm. He's, like, randomly in everything.
He is randomly pops up. Chad Michael.
Question three. Only Murders in the Building is known for its series of A-list guest appearances, but as the show moves into season five, Martin Short has more specific names in sight, like Ryan Reynolds, Bill Murray, and Kristen Wiig. Which pop star slash actor plays the role of Mabel in the series?
Is it Selena Gomez? Is that her character? I've been out on the show a little bit. I feel like I didn't watch last season, and I don't know. I know she's a main character. Well, you started talking about people that they brought into the show, and I was thinking maybe it was somebody else. I forgot what her name was.
Mabel.
Okay, Mabel.
I was really hoping you'd miss it because you'd be so mad.
I would be unbelievably mad because I was thinking, is it somebody else that they brought in for one of the other seasons that I wasn't in on? Okay.
Nope. Question four. Lilo and Stitch won the North American box office once again this weekend and is believed to be on track to be the first $1 billion movie released this year. Which famous singer is heavily featured in the original movie soundtrack as Stitch is a big fan?
This I'm going to be mad about.
You probably will.
I don't know. I don't even have a guess.
Elvis Presley.
I should know that. I don't. That was not even there. I have no idea. Did you know that, Dawn?
No, I didn't.
Nah. I feel like I should know that, but it's not.
Singing.
Yeah,
Elvis.
You're right. I should know that.
That's all right. Question five. Billie Eilish and Nat Wolf were spotted getting cozy in Venice, Italy, and fans were freaking out. They were seen kissing on a balcony while sipping champagne. So Nat Wolf first rose to fame starring in which Nickelodeon TV series slash band alongside his brother Alex?
Something. Like, is it like a band brother? Is it the Band Brothers? The Band Brothers. The Band Brothers. The Brothers of Bands. The
close.
Brothers that are bands.
They're close. The Naked Brothers Band.
Not. Is it the Naked?
Yeah.
There's some brothers in there. Like I said, if I said it three different ways, like it's just going to make it okay.
No,
I was not really that
the
close.
Keyword.
The Band Brothers, the Brothers of Bands, is not
that
close
was
at all.
One of my favorite shows when I was.
Was
kid.
It? Yeah,
sure was.
Same.
Yeah.
Final totals.
Don 2, Tim 3.
That was.
We're sorry.
I feel like I got one. I feel like that didn't, and I
second guess myself on Selena Gomez, and I watched
the
show.
You really got lucky. You weren't confident.
That was really an ugly game on my part. That was not well done. I'm sorry. Dawn, it was a lot of fun playing against you. I hope you have a good Monday. We really appreciate you listening to the show, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Dawn from Elyria, and I did not trump Tui.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Let's play around with Trump Timmy. Jen's back tomorrow at Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. April is in Auburn Township. She's going to play a round of Trump Timmy. Hey, April, how are you?
Good morning. I'm so excited, and I have my son Solomon in the car with me.
Oh, Solomon as well. Hey, Solomon, how are you, buddy?
Good.
Good. April and Solomon. This is your first time playing?
It is. I've listened for years, and I've never been brave enough to call in. And he was like, let's call.
I love that. We love that this is your first time playing. Well, this is a good time. This is a good time to play against me. It's a good start. So producer Stevie wrote the question. She's going to ask the questions and keep track of the score. I just need you to ask me to leave the room. Then I will leave the room, and producer Stevie will take over.
Okay. Tim, leave the room.
Will do.
Okay, let's.
All right, Tim is in the hallway. Are you guys ready to get started?
We're ready.
Perfect. We'll start with question number one. So Justin Bieber has fans worried again after a string of emotional Instagram posts left many concerned about his health. These came just a day after he posted some odd mirror selfies. So speaking of Justin Bieber, does he have one or two kids?
Two.
All right, question number two. During Olivia Rodrigo's headlining set at Governor's Ball, she kicked things up a notch with Talking Heads frontman David Byrne making a surprise appearance to duet the band's 1983 hit, Burning Down the House. Is the band Talking Heads in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right, question number three. During her set in Barcelona, Sabrina Carpenter surprised fans by covering the Weather Girls' 1983 hit, It's Raining Men. She also performed her new single, Man Child, live for the first time. I just need you to finish this It's Raining Men lyric. Tall, blonde, dark and lean, rough and tough and strong and blank.
Oh, and mean.
All right. I know it's so stressful with the 8 seconds on air, like, trying to get it out, but did good there. Question number four. Matthew McConaughey is a heroic bus driver racing to save 24 kids from a raging wildfire in the upcoming Apple TV Plus movie, The Lost Bus. The movie is premiering on Apple TV Plus and select theaters this fall.
Oh, boy.
For which 2013 drama film did Matthew McConaughey win the Academy Award for Best Actor?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
That's all right. We'll go with question number five. Miley Cyrus revealed on Every Single Album podcast that she wasn't allowed to sing any Hannah Montana songs after leaving Disney in 2011, but she was named a Disney legend last year. which now gives her permission to perform those songs. What is the name of Hannah Montana's theme song?
I have no idea.
That's all right. You guys are good for your first time playing. I'm going to add up these totals. We are going to bring Tim back in the room. That is all coming up next.
Let's continue around to Trump Timmy as Gentui is off today. Is brought to you by Apex Skin. April's in Auburn Township. Solomon, right? Solomon's in the car too?
Yeah, well, I just dropped him off.
Oh, Solomon's no longer in the car. Look at that, multitasking and answering the questions. Only moms can do that. Me, if I was dropping off Izzy back then, I probably wouldn't be able to do it. All right, so all right, you answered five questions a minute ago. I was in the hallway. I have no idea what happened. Producer Stevie, how did she do?
April got two.
Two correct today. Nice. First time playing, right?
Correct.
There you go. First time playing for anybody just joining us. All right. So there you go. Got two correct.
Question one. Justin Bieber has fans worried again after a string of emotional Instagram posts left many concerned about his health. These messages came just a day after he posted some odd mirror selfies. So speaking of Justin Bieber, does he have one or two kids?
He just has the one, right?
Yes,
one.
Just one.
Okay.
Question two. During Olivia Rodrigo's headlining set at Governor's Ball, she kicked things up a notch with Talking Heads frontman David Byrne making a surprise appearance to duet on his band's 1983 hit, Burning Down the House. Is the band Talking Heads in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, yes or no?
Ooh, I actually do not know that off the top of my head. I'll say yes, but not with confidence.
Yeah. It is yes.
Is it yes?
They are.
Wow. I mean, it makes sense. I did not know. That's a good question. I did not.
Good guess.
April, did you guess yes or no? Or maybe you knew. I did not know that.
Solomon told me to say yes, so I said yes.
Solomon knows. See, look at how old is Solomon?
Solomon just turned 10.
Look at that. Same age as my daughter. Look at that. Is it what, fourth grade, third grade, fourth grade, somewhere in there?
Just finished fourth.
Look at that. Same with my daughter. Awesome. Nice. Very cool.
Question three. During her set in Barcelona, Sabrina Carpenter surprised fans by covering the Weather Girls' 1983 hit, It's Raining Men. She also performed her new single, Man Child, live for the first time. Finish this It's Raining Men lyric. Tall, blonde, dark, and lean, rough and tough and strong, and...
Mean!
Wow. Very familiar. Yes.
Down. I know the song. Okay.
It was a quick one there.
That was quick.
You're ready.
I played the song a few times.
It's a good song.
We played the song
Classic.
A few times. There you go.
Question.
I wish you saw the look on Stevie's face when I answered that question. That was an aggressive answer. I just knew the lyric.
You were excited. I get it.
Okay.
Question four. Matthew McConaughey is a heroic bus driver racing to save two dozen kids from a raging wildfire in the upcoming Apple TV Plus movie, The Lost Bus. The movie premieres on Apple TV Plus and select theaters this fall. For which 2013 drama film did Matthew McConaughey win the Academy Award for Best Actor?
I saw it too. Lost all that weight. Lost all that weight, and I saw the movie. Dallas Buyers Club.
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
He was so good. He lost, it was like 40 or 50 pounds or something like that. He was unbelievable in that movie. That's right. That was what, 2013?
Yes. Yep. Question five. Miley Cyrus revealed on Every Single Album podcast that she wasn't allowed to sing any Hannah Montana songs after leaving Disney in 2011, but she was named a Disney legend last year, which gives her permission to now perform those songs. What is the name of Hannah Montana's theme song?
Girl, you know.
I do know.
Oh, that's my guess.
That's your guess? No.
Dang. Well, she's not going to perform those now.
She was singing The Climb. People were going crazy.
Yeah.
See that
what
video?
Is it called? What is it?
The Best of Both Worlds.
Yeah.
She should do a Hannah Montana tour. I'd be front row.
Could you imagine that? She would be selling out some arenas.
Uh-huh. She just did all Hannah Montana songs.
She did all Hannah Montana songs.
In the Hannah Montana wig.
That is such a good idea. She needs to do that now, though. Like, I don't need, like...
Isn't she, like, not touring because she has those vocal issues?
Yep.
And can't really...
Oh, man. That is a brilliant idea. What are the final totals there, Stevie?
April 2, Tim 4.
All right. April and Solomon need to get back in, though. They need to get back in and play again. That was fun.
Another time for sure. That was so fun.
That was so fun. April, thank you for listening to the show. We're glad that you played for your first time ever. I hope that you have a great Monday, but you know what you need to say.
This is April and Sullivan from Auburn Township, and we did not trump Timmy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.